Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Final leg of this 10-day journey and a 10-game road trip. The Indians start a three-game series here tonight in Minnesota. But first off, Tito, you win another series, this time in Anaheim, and you get Danny Salazar back. What were your thoughts on his performance yesterday, and is he good to go now?
Yeah, I think what we did, you can't always do. But we were fortunate with the roster, and we were able to manipulate it a little bit. So, he's good going forward. You know, his velocity was real good. He was scattering some pitches, as we've seen him do this year, but maybe a little bit more yesterday. But the good side of it was whenever he got himself into a little bit of a potential jam, he could pitch himself out of it. And that's good to see. Sometimes the guys with special stuff can almost be their own reliever. You know, we saw Verlander do it for years. Danny has that other gear that he can go to. Now, it'd be nice to see him not have to go to that till about the eighth inning. And, you know, and I think as he commands better, you'll see him getting deeper in games.
Well, it's such a luxury that most of us that have been here a long time haven't seen before. And that's an Indians rotation that's five deep with a couple of kids knocking on the door in Columbus. And all you had to do is look what has happened to Anaheim. And I hearken back to what you keep talking about when it comes to pitching.
You know, Hammy, you try to prepare, but when you lose pretty much your entire staff, it just derails your season. It's a hard way to play. And, you know, you look at the Angels yesterday, you know, they ran Huffy out there, who we all know he's with the Indians forever, and we scored early and often, and then we really didn't do much after that. Carlos added a home run late. But it's a hard way to play, and they've been devastated by, you know, you lose guys like, you know, they're number one, and they've lost, you know, more than guys that they've paid a lot of money to be good aren't even around. That's hard to fix.
Well, and when you have starting pitching like the Indians have, boy, we've seen the difference. When you're able to jump out, Terry, in the first couple of innings, those guys look even better.
It's a good way to play, and you can't always do that. You'd love to. But, yeah, to give them a little bit of wiggle room where a mistake doesn't cost you a game is really important, and it takes the pressure off of them. You can play the infield back, you know, let an occasional run score where it's not the end of the world and you stay away from bigger innings. But it's, again, it sounds good and it feels good. And you wish you could do it all the time, but it just doesn't work like that.
Hey, any updates? Where's Michael Brantley at right now, Terry, and what's the game plan?
Brant's had a good week. He's been soft tossing back home. And as everybody that's been around Michael knows, he's diligent. He's conscientious. I think he even popped his head in on the draft to watch that a little bit. And we'll look forward to seeing him when we get home, you know, and get our eyes on him. But we get reports on him every day. But it'll be nice to see him in person and see how much better he's getting.
Everybody wants a timetable. But with this, there really isn't one, is there, Terry?
No, and when this the second time happened, we kind of came out and said there is the timetable is when he's ready, because putting an artificial one on him isn't fair. We want him to come back and have a chance to be Brantley and stay that way. You know, there are no guarantees you're going to get hits or whatever. But we'll take him healthy, whatever he brings. We just want to give him a chance to be that.
I think a lot of people would have said, Tito, your club can't survive offensively without Michael Brantley. And how about the fact now that you're averaging almost five runs a game without Michael basically for the year?
Yeah, you know, and we've done a really good job of kind of covering up for his absence. But we definitely want him and need him, and we know that. I do think in his absence, some guys have stepped up and showed that they can play, which will help in the long run. But when it comes down to it, we need him back, and we want him back. We just need him healthy, so we have to be patient.
Didn't think we'd ever see Kansas City lose eight in a row, but by golly, that's baseball. But looks like they got things turned around, too.
Yeah, they got a couple good pitching performances the last couple of days, and they needed it. And you know, that's why when people ask me questions about the ball club, my answer is it's fluid, because things change. I mean, shoot, when they came into our place, they were riding high. They had a bunch of injuries, but they were playing very good baseball. And then they had a tough time in our place, and it kind of followed them into Baltimore, and it was only 10 days ago. And that's why when you sit in a coach's seat or a manager's seat, you just, let's play today, because one can turn into two and two into three, and you want to stay away from that.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.